We start out, we get up at about 6 a.m. We usually do lights out from something like midnight to 6 a.m., and it becomes quite quiet in Aquarius. It's fairly crowded, and so we try to be careful. There's six people living in there together in the little school bus. So we get up at about 6. We have breakfast. We usually use freeze-dried foods, for example, or dry cereals, for example. We have a little refrigerator down there. It's actually a cold box. And we have breakfast. We suit up to go out in the water beginning at about 7 to 7:30, typically. Getting on that gear, it's usually cool morning hours. We will slip into the water, and our gear is waiting for us. We slip into the water by standing on a grate that's about up to our waist deep in water. Okay, so we step off a little ladder into the water in the wet porch, stand on that grating, and we strap on our scuba gear, the big heavy gear. We strap that on. We'll usually refill the tanks at that point. We'll go over to a little site where there's a quick connect that allows us to connect our scuba tanks to an air fill station, fill up our tanks, make sure we have 3,000 PSI of air in our tanks, and then we'll put on our masks and swim out and get started with the day's experiments. A typical morning dive, if you stay shallower than 95 feet, and you're not allowed, of course, to swim up above 40 feet or so because you'll fizz. You're doing saturation diving after all. So your typical operating range is between 40 and 95 feet out on the reef. If you stay above 95 feet and don't go any deeper, you can get in as much as 6 hours in your morning dive. So you stay out for 6 hours. You actually can run through all the air in the twin 100 tanks. And so you have to come back once in a while to an air fill station that might be out on the reef, or if you're closer to Aquarius, you might come back to a little gazebo that has an air supply that's out on a deck out in the ocean next to Aquarius. We refill our tanks maybe every 2.5-3 hours, and so keep working typically for 6 hours in the morning. Then we come in, and after 6 hours of diving, you're really very hungry, so we take off our gear, get out of our wetsuits, rinse off, take a shower, head into Aquarius, have lunch. And usually it'll be freeze-dried foods that we warm up in a microwave. Add water to the freeze-dried food, microwave it for a couple minutes, eat it. Then we take about a 3 to 4 hour break. If you take that 3 to 4 hour break, you then get to have another dive of about 3 hours duration. And typically we'll start that dive at, say, 5 o'clock. In the afternoon and stay out till 7. If you're going to do a night dive, you might save some of your typical 9 hours or 10 hours of dive time for a later night dive. So you are limited if you're going to go below what we call storage depth, the depth at which you're living at in Aquarius, to about 9 or 10 hours. Okay, so after the second dive in the late afternoon, we come in, we have dinner, we relax, we talk with each other about the experiments for the next day, and we actually do the mission plan for the next day. If we have nighttime experiments planned, the people that are going to do those hit the sack really early, around 9 o'clock, something like that, so that they can get up at midnight or 3 a.m. or whatever time they're going to go out on the reef. But other than that, we bed down for the night. So a typical day involves a lot of diving, a lot of eating, and as much sleeping as you can get. It's very easy to sleep in Aquarius. You're sleeping with the fish. You can hear various sounds going on because you're inside a sphere, if you will, with the sound of the ocean around you. But that's a typical day.